Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Welcome to the platform where the intention is to help you live your rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Watkins. Together, let's raise our vibrations and awareness in order for you to live the raw life that was meant for you. Welcome back to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. I am so excited to have Brittany on the show today. She is from Renew Health and Wellness. Now, I spoke about Brittany and her work with EDS in a prior episode, and it was just so amazing what I discovered when I went to go work with them. And I'm so excited to have her on the show to share her knowledge. So welcome to the show, Brittany.
Thank you for having me on, Rachel. I'm excited to talk about what I do, and I love it. So that's why I love talking about it. So I'm excited.
Perfect. Now, I was a little skeptical, I'm going to be honest. And I actually shared that in my podcast episode that, you kind of have to go in with a little bit of an open mind, because it isn't your typical conventional medicine practice, you know, where they check your blood pressure and they, you know, all your stats. It's a little different, but I was absolutely very open to what was to come, and it proved to work in my favor for sure. Now, EDS stands for electrodermal screening, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. And could you tell us a little bit, like, how did you get involved with that?
Yeah. So actually, kind of going back a little bit, growing up, I was always really interested in science and health related things. And so originally I was wanting to go to school to be a pediatrician. And then I decided that wasn't quite the route I wanted to go. Honestly, I didn't really want to go to school and be in that much debt. So I switched to psychology. And then when I was in college, I met my now husband, and his mom is who owns the business that I am currently working for. And so she got me into it, which the more I learned about it, the more I knew that's what I wanted to do. So then I pursued getting my certification for it and training. And originally I started as the office manager and then learned a lot doing that while I was training. So
isn't it so funny how our life just kind of evolves? We go down a path and we think like, yeah, this is the way. And then all of a sudden something like we hit a roadblock or an obstacle or something's like, no. And then it sends you down this other completely different avenue that you didn't even know was there.
Yeah, I had no idea EDS even existed until I started dating my husband. And I'm obviously really glad, and it makes sense because it does actually fit with, like, it's my dream job, really, because I'm able to help people in ways that they're able to see results and long-lasting results compared to, you know, if I were to be a pediatrician, I probably wouldn't have been able to help people, I feel like, in the way that would have been long-lasting.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Love it. Thank you. Now, for our listeners who are not sure, what is EDS exactly?
So electrodermal screening, it was actually created by a doctor, which I think sometimes even just hearing that helps people to have a little bit more comfortability with it. It is very scientific too. So it's frequency based. We use the meridian system, which is the energy pathways of the body. We have a brass rod that the person we're testing would hold, and I use, it kind of looks like a brass tipped pen, and we use water as a conductant. So there's electromagnetic waves that flow through that. So we use the meridian system. We use that little pen and put it on the meridian system points. So each point leads to a different area of the body, such as the lymph system, lungs, stomach, intestines, spleen, etc. And we're looking for resistance along those pathways. So when there is resistance along the pathway, our computer will show us, because there's a bar that you want it to be in, a green bar on the screen. And if it's not in that, that means there's resistance along the pathway. So for example, like if I were testing your spleen and it was showing above or below that green line, that means that if it were to be above, that would be stressed. If it were to be below, it would be weakened. It doesn't mean that it's either high or low necessarily, but it just would mean that it's not where we want it to be. So anywhere away from the green is not balanced. And the way that that works is then we're able to find different frequencies that are showing up, such as parasites, heavy metals, chemicals, pesticides, lots of different toxins. And those frequencies are digitized into the computer as well. So it searches your body through the meridian system for those. And we're able to get very detailed with it, so we don't just look overall.
I remember I believe I got a printout that showed me, you know, where everything was, but then also it was food specific. Do I recall that correctly?
That's a different area that we can definitely go into. So for the first appointment, we do a printout of the whole body, like how your whole system is doing. And so that would be the color-coded ones that you're remembering. But we do also test food sensitivities, and that would be another area. And we do that kind of depending on, we don't always do it every single visit. Sometimes it'll show up as a section that we need to go into. Or if our clients just want us to check certain foods, we definitely can go in and do that too. We check gut lining, gut bacteria, and nutrition, and lots of other things. There's tons of different possibilities with it, which is really cool.
And everybody, like, we are all bio individuals. So we all, you know, have our own genetic makeup. Depending on what we eat, it creates these varying balances or imbalances within our body. And it would be so fascinating for me, I know, to go back now and have it done compared to where I was 10 years ago, like what brought me in originally, and just see how maybe aligned I am with the food I'm eating or the environment that I'm living in. Do you have a lot of people that do that just like they're on a constant rhythm, or what do you usually see in your practice?
Yeah, so what we do is very person specific. And so we kind of like to fine tune things. I actually had an experience a couple years ago where I kept having heavy metals showing up for myself, and I normally use pretty clean products, but there was something that I had changed. It was makeup, actually, that I had changed, and I brought it in and I had heavy metals showing up in the mascara. And so that kind of trickle effect to having me have clients bring in all of their stuff to check. And it's made a big difference, because once they've changed the things in their lives that they're using every single day, that their body has to constantly detox, they've had longer lasting results. And so, yeah, their environment, it looks a lot different now, I think, for those clients after I started doing it versus before. It sometimes was cyclical, because they were still exposing themselves to those toxins.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. And mascara made that big of a difference for you.
Yes. Yeah.
That's scary.
It is. It kind of, and it was from a company that, I don't know if you've heard of Melaleuca, but they promote themselves as, you know, being a good, clean company. And so I was trying them for, you know, a couple months, and that was happening. And so it wasn't only that, but it unfortunately was like their soaps and lotions and all that stuff too. So, but I was glad it happened, because then right. It, you know, it made me not necessarily trust what companies say.
Right. Yes. And you have the tools to do some research with that.
Yeah. Yep. So we have a plate that we set it on that has the same electromagnetic waves that go through it. So when we're doing a regular testing, it's very person specific. So like the same thing that's going to work for me is not going to work for you, because our bodies are very different. So mm-hmm. We're able to check that with that plate, because it picks up the frequency of whatever is put on it. That's what I love about what I do, is it's very personalized.
Yeah. Wow. That is so cool. Thank you for explaining that. You know, when I shared my story, that was one thing I mentioned, like someone probably would walk in and be like, okay, you're going to do what? But then like what I experienced was instant change. Like just having that awareness and the knowledge that soy was affecting me and why it was affecting me, that was so great that you guys have that ability to go in that depth of, you know, what's causing someone some issues, because mm-hmm. I wouldn't have had any idea. I would have thought, oh, I'm just allergic. But actually what I found out through my work with Renew Health and Wellness in St. Cloud there was that my digestive system wasn't making the proper enzymes to break down the soy protein. Well, that's deep. I mean, I wouldn't have known. So that's amazing, all of the things that you can discover. Now, when you talk about frequency, like I understand electromagnetic frequency, but can you just explain how you guys look at it with your practice in terms of how it operates within the body?
Yeah, so everybody has, like you have your own frequency and I have my own frequency. So every product and everything has its own frequency. And so our bodies need certain frequencies to function correctly. So like vitamin C has its own frequency and our body needs to have those to have balance. And so like when we were talking a little bit about that plate that I put things on, and I guess like homeopathics is another good example. We work largely with homeopathics, which have frequencies in them, and your body absorbs the frequencies that they're supposed to from those.
Some just people, like they would with food, right?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. And supplements and, you know, like I said, everything has its frequency, but it's depends on the type. Like if you had a good quality vitamin C and a bad quality vitamin C, you know, those frequencies are going to be different too. And the one's not going to be the type of frequency that your body needs to balance correctly. If that makes sense.
that does. That makes sense. Thank you. Now, what are some of the benefits that people would experience doing an EDS session?
I really think anyone benefits, even if you feel like you're, you know, doing pretty well, because we can fine tune your supplements. So I have some people that come in with bags of stuff that they're taking and they don't need all of that. And then they're just wasting money. So like I said, everybody's a little different, where I have probably like 10 different gut lining things. Well, literally one will only work sometimes for people. And so even if you feel like you're doing pretty good, that would be beneficial. But I think just making sure that you're at a good point. And like I said, making sure that the products that you're using every day are good. But we help with a lot of different things. Digestive issues, like you were kind of talking about, fatigue, anxiety. I don't know. I help with so many different health issues.
Well, and when you and I were talking offline here a few weeks back, I was sharing that I came across you guys because of a family member who actually had Lyme's. Mm-hmm. And a practitioner of EDS up in northern Minnesota actually diagnosed him with Lyme's, but the conventional test came back negative. So because he went years and years, you know, being misdiagnosed, it really wreaked havoc on his body and on his mind. So, and then you were telling me that even though that has happened to him, that there's still things that you can do within your practice to help someone like that. What would something like that look like for a client that came in?
Yeah, so if they came in for an appointment, we would do the overall scan, you know, and go through all the different toxins and everything. I would specifically go in and check the bacteria that Lyme's is. And I have had where, you know, sometimes, like you mentioned, they have had a negative test for it. But the frequency still shows up for them because it is very specific. Mm-hmm. And it, like the different levels and everything, and the blood tests you know, maybe showing normal, for example, like a thyroid. I've had, you know, people say their thyroid is testing fine, but they'll come in and then their thyroid hormones are completely out of balance. It's just because, not to say that EDS is better, but I think it's a little bit more fine-tuned for some of those things. Where blood tests, you know, your range is going to be different than my range, what is normal for me. But it is cool because then I have had a client where he had Lyme issues, and you know, it did take a while for him to be able to detox that, but we have homeopathics that tested really well for that and helped him through that too.
Now, I just coming back to the supplements and along with this, with the Lyme's conversation, I do remember when I was first told about EDS, they're like, you go, you do this thing, and then they usually give you drops. That's what the term was in the house that I was in when they were explaining it to me. They give you drops. And I did walk away with some supplement drops, but they weren't, I feel, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't feel it was something that I could just go to the supplement section of the grocery store, like Natural Grocers or GNC, and pick it up. Right? Is this something specific that you guys have and make, or where do those come from?
Yeah, we do. We have a couple companies that we get it from, but I have not really seen it anywhere, just sitting in, you know, on a shelf or anything. I do think people don't use homeopathics very often, and maybe it's because it's a little unknown. But the frequencies, like I was talking about before, it's so cool because your body absorbs what it needs from it. And it's very gentle on the body compared to, you know, like we do have a couple different herbal cleanses, but for the most part, we do homeopathics because you can specifically figure out how many drops works for this person. So it's able to be a little bit more personalized during the cleanse versus, you know, just one capsule or, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually starting, I spoke about this a little bit on the podcast. I work with this doctor in Spain. He reads your blood and then tells you what kind of supplements you should be on. And one that just came up for me this last time was Lymphosat. Have you heard of that?
It's sounds familiar. Like it sounds like we use Lymphapar all the time, okay. Which is for the lymph system, but yours sounds like it's more for cleansing the lymph system. A lot of the stats are for cleansing.
Mm-hmm. It's my lymph system as well as to help my liver.
Okay.
Yeah. So just how the stress of the last few months have weakened my liver a bit. So that was one thing that he recommended, but I'm asking because the whole pamphlet, like the whole leaflet came and it's in Lithuanian.
Oh my word.
So I had to type the whole thing into Google Translate to figure out like, how much do I take and what are the side effects? Like, what do I need to be aware of? But it reminded me because it said at the very top, this is a homeopathic medicine. And it reminded me actually of the drops that I received when I went to go see you guys. And it can be a little unnerving because, you know, a lot of times, I feel like the bottle I got from you guys, now keep in mind, this is over a decade old. So I'm really pulling from the archives here, but do they have a label that tells you everything that's on it?
Yeah, there is a label that tells you, and I mean, it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to people though. Like if they're looking at the frequencies that are put into there, a lot of it are like Bach remedies and things like that. So the ingredients aren't going to make a whole lot of sense.
Yes. Okay. So that's what it was for me. I remember like looking at the bottle going, I mean, they said it was okay because they were reading, you know, what was going on with my body. And so I think that that's an important message to someone that is interested in working with you is that really trust the system and trust the research and the science behind it.
And I think it helps too, because when you're in a visit and you have that imbalance that we're trying to balance, you see how that drop or that supplement brings that area of imbalance back to balance. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that helps too, to for see sure. that, oh yeah, that is bringing me where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. And then when you can see the results, you know, a few months mm-hmm. or whatever weeks down the road. Yeah. Super cool. I love it when you can really see the changes that are happening by just tweaking little small things. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So what do you suppose would be, and I have a feeling that this is going to be different for so many people, but what are some of the benefits of an EDS session?
Well, just like a lot of people have sleep issues. Mm. A lot of people have headaches and energy problems, feeling very fatigued. Something that we've been going into a lot lately is MTHFR, which is a gene mutation where the body does not absorb folate correctly or B12. And so we've been going into that a lot more too, because it's a very high percentage of people who struggle with that. And they just don't know it. We're just able to look at the vitamin and mineral deficiencies, and I know so many people who have come to us and have been very happily surprised. They're kind of at their wit's end and don't know what else to do. And so they decide to try it, and they're very excited because we're actually listening to them and able to help them get to where they need to be.
What a beautiful gift you're giving people, and how amazing to be aligned with that in your life. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I love it. I'm so, so very happy. Like I said, it's my dream job. So
that's amazing. So if someone hears this and they're considering, for me, I knew instantly, I was like, this is what I need to do, because it aligns with, you know, being as natural as possible and really, you know, tuning into what my body is asking for. So for me, it was kind of a no-brainer. But when would be a good time for someone to come in? You know, oftentimes people start listening when their body gets loud, as far as mm-hmm. aches and pains and things that they're feeling. And when we don't listen to that, we don't hear it, then we think we're fine. But that's not always the case. So what would you recommend to someone would be a good time to come in and see you guys?
I think that we see even babies, so like as young as possible, really, because then we're able to detox as we go. There are just so many toxins in the world right now. So I feel like that's a really good start. But like you said, a lot of times people wait until their body's screaming at them, and and they should have probably done something a long time ago. Something that I've heard said is, just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. And I feel like that is a very good statement for, you know, just because it's common for people to get headaches or have sleep issues does not mean that it's normal. So if you feel a little off, I encourage you to come in. And we do work with people through hair samples too. So wow. I have people out of state that I work with, and obviously I love being in person with people just because it's fun, but hair samples work great too.
That is so cool. So I love that you're working with babies, because I mean, even through delivery, if the mom has an epidural, or, you know, for me with my first, they put that stuff in my like IV bag, and the nurse said to me, it's going to feel like you had a cocktail or six. And I hated it, because I couldn't even remember, like looking back now, like the whole process, it was like, I don't even know what happened. It was like, all of a sudden there's this baby, you know, some of that has to get into their system as well. I mean, as they're going through that birthing. So wow, what a gift you can give your child at such a young age.
Yeah.
And you also said,
just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I love that. Inflammation, I feel, is mm-hmm. one that would be a huge one under that category. You know, people think this is 40, so I have all this inflammation.
Yes.
No, that's not the way that it's supposed to be. So mm-hmm. that's a great message to send for sure.
Yeah, that is very true. Like people, the aches and pains are like, you know, maybe even the memory because heavy metals and fish oil deficiency, that can be signs of, you know, memory issues. While people think, oh, I'm just getting older and that's what happens. Well, that's not really true. There's probably something deeper going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to find it, the earlier the better.
Yes.
Yeah. So if someone is going to come in to Renew Health and Wellness, are you still in the same location?
Yeah, we are.
When I was searching you guys, because it was so long, I forgot what the name of the company was, but I knew it was EDS, so I just was Googling EDS in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and then and then I found you. I remember Kathy, and yeah, and your space is just very welcoming for sure. That's one thing I remembered. Like I felt very taken care of and safe and like welcoming, like even the lobby with all, you guys had all the different oils and supplements kind of out on the shelf. So I knew like, okay, so something here is coming home with me today. But for someone who's never experienced this, what would a session look like?
Sure. So you would, obviously you'd fill out an intake form, and we would have you bring, if you were taking anything, we'd have you bring all your supplements and things with you, just because we can test that and see how they're doing for you. You would come in and then we would have you sit down across from us. So we have that brass rod that you would hold in your hand, and there's a computer system that all of this is hooked up to, our EDS system is. So you can watch as we go, you see the results. And then I'll use that brass tipped pen on your hands and feet and go through the different points there to see how your body's functioning overall. And then after that, I will check and see different toxins is what we'll go through, such as parasites, heavy metals, chemicals, and then the gut lining, gut bacteria. And we'll check the different vitamins and minerals and just nutrition overall. And then after we find all the imbalances, is as we go, we will go through and check and find the things that will help balance that, what you need to use for detoxing. And then we'll check your supplements and fine tune that as well. And like you mentioned, sometimes foods will show up. Emotions, we'll check hormones. I know I'm probably missing some things too. Like I said, we check a lot of different things and it'll be different because we talk about the body as an onion. So what shows up at the first visit, it's a 4-week cleanse, and then you'll come back. And most of the time we're able to move on to the next layer. So just because it doesn't show up at that first visit doesn't mean it won't later. But as we go, we're going to get to the deeper and deeper layers and get to the root of the issue, because our goal is to help support the body to be able to heal. So the things that you're put on are not things that you're going to be on forever. Mm-hmm. Fish oils, maybe, because most people don't have enough of that in their diet. But for the most part, it's, like I said, it's just to support your body to heal. Because God made our bodies to be able to heal. Mm-hmm. So we're just helping it along a little bit.
Yeah. Now, that is so great. If someone was to send in a hair sample, would they, if they were taking supplements, would they just kind of make a note of what they were taking, and then that's something you could check in on? Or how would that work for someone who's not physically in the space?
Yeah, so that's what I have them do, is I would have them write me a note. It is an honor intake form too, but okay. I have them write the company name and then the product name, and how many is really helpful. And then if they were to send in a hair sample, so I would do everything like a regular visit, and it's the same exact results. I even have kids sometimes that sometimes they can't sit still for the whole time. Mm-hmm. So we'll just clip some of their hair and finish it that way. But then I would call them to go over the results and my suggestions. And through conversation, sometimes I'll end up going back and finishing testing a few things. But so it works really well for a lot of people, or some people, their schedule, it doesn't enable them to come in all the time. So it's a good option.
For sure. And especially now, I mean, with COVID, I don't know if that has slowed your practice down at all, but also opens up this opportunity for another way.
Yeah. I mean, we actually have been super busy. So I was telling you today, I added a day at work, which I've done a few times. And it's really helpful because if, you know, somebody was exposed or something, they just send a hair sample in and we can do testing that way instead.
That's so great. Very cool. So where can our listeners find you? Where can they connect with you?
Yes, we are located in St. Cloud, Minnesota. So it's just an hour from the cities. We have a lot of people that come from there too, so it's not too far. It's in a pretty nice location.
And your website is super informative. What's the address to that? And I can include that in the show notes for this week.
Yeah, it's www.renewhealthwellness.com.
Perfect. Yes, I will include that for anyone that's interested. And I feel like if this is something that's calling you, you should go and do it. It's super powerful information.
Yeah, and all of us who do it, I mean, we all love our jobs, and you can always call us too if, you know, in between appointments and everything, and ask questions, or if you're listening to this and you have any questions about it, you can always call our office too. So don't be afraid to ask us any questions about it.
Yeah, I remember everyone was super knowledgeable just because I was a little nervous, and they were, like I said, they just calmed me down, and also just that welcoming feeling and just hearing how knowledgeable you are. I mean, that's also super helpful just to let people know that you know what you're doing. You know, that's always a good thing, especially when you're doing something unconventional.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It's very, very different for most people. But once they start, kind of like you said, you change your opinion pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I just have one final question I like to ask my guests. Do you feel that you're living your rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life?
I definitely do. And I feel very fortunate to be able to do what I do, because that definitely helps me to be able to do that to the full. But I think I've told you when we had spoken before, but I'm able to stay home with my boys 3 days a week and still do this job that I love 2 days a week too. So I'm very fortunate for that.
That's so great. I know. And it does sound like you have your hands full.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're little.
Little boys, yeah, two and a half and 7 months. So, but they're great. They're wonderful.
And have you had them, have you tested them and ran them through?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I test them probably, my husband probably thinks it's too many times, but I just like to stay on top of things because, you know, sometimes they don't have symptoms of anything yet and then can start cropping up. And so with the frequencies, they can actually catch things a lot of times a little bit sooner than even symptoms. So sometimes I'll have a viral thing showing up for somebody and they don't feel any symptoms yet, but then we're able to catch it early, which is nice.
That is nice, especially with littles. Then you can be like, you can mentally prepare yourself like, okay, things are going to happen. We're going to stay calm. We got this.
Well, and especially because they can't always communicate. Oh, so you don't always know like what's going on. So it's nice because it seems like for the first 2 years, it's like, oh, they're just teething. You know, people always chalk things up to that. But most of the time, that's not the only thing that's going on.
Right.
So it's nice to have this tool to tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. For sure. Well, thank you so much, Brittany, for taking the time. I know you're busy and I know the days can get long, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be on the show, because I really wanted to highlight you guys just as a, first of all, a way of saying thank you, because your practice and your work really transformed my health instantly. I mean, it was huge. And so I'm really glad that we were able to get you on. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. It was really fun talking with you.
Yeah, super fun.
Heal yourself, heal the world. It's always an adventure. Adventure awaits. If something in this episode resonated with you, please subscribe to the Live Your Raw Life podcast so you can be alerted when new episodes drop. And please leave a review while you are there. I will be back with you next week, Thursday, sending light, love, and positive energy your way. We will see you next week.